the way Glenn Miller played.
Songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano.
Gloria, who's the mailgram from?
It's from my old friend, Debbie Ballantyne.
Oh, did I hear Debbie Ballantyne?
Yeah.
I never liked her, and I always will.
She just had another baby.
Debbie Ballantyne had another baby? What does that make, 4 or 5?
6.
Oh, my. Somewhere along the line, I lost a whole baby.
Edith leaves the others in the living room.
Somewhere along the line, did Debbie ever pick herself up a husband?
Who's Debbie Ballantyne?
She's the mother of a kindergarten in Woodsaw.
Honey, you gotta remember her. If it wasn't for Debbie, you and I would never have met.
That's another reason I'll never like her.
Don't you remember her?
He don't remember nothing from the past except in meals.
Mom and Daddy went to visit Aunt Iola.
Yeah, who was supposed to be dying again.
Anyway, that left me alone here in the house for the whole weekend, so I had my friend Debbie come over and stay with me. You know, it's hard to believe that was 9 years ago.
Gloria thinks back.
Rita, I ain't in the mood for this. Do we have to go over and see your Aunt Iola today?
Oh, Archie, she may not be alive tomorrow.
Well, so we could have a nice quiet visit over there.
Oh, be nice. That poor, sweet old lady is at death's door.
Ah, come on, Edith. For the last 10 years, she's been at death's door. But she never knocks or rings the bell or makes an honest effort to get in there.
Gloria! Debbie, we're going!
Wearing her hair in tight blonde curls, teenage Gloria runs downstairs with her friend.
Give Aunt Iola my love. Bye, Daddy. Why aren't you smiling? You aren't going to a funeral.
That's why I ain't smiling.
Archie reaches for a suitcase.
Edith, what the hell you got in this bag here? Bricks?
No, marmalade. And Iola loves my marmalade. I'm taking the 12 jars.
Oh, well, ain't that nice. I'll tell you one thing, I ain't gonna lug this back to New York. If Iola dies over there, the marmalade gets buried with her.
He lugs the suitcase out the door, and Gloria hugs her mom.
Bye now. Bye. You girls have a nice time studying.
Okay, bye.
Bye, Daddy.
You wanna tell you speak good girls now?
We will.
Now, let's get a couple of guys and tell them to come over.
No, Debbie, I don't think we should have boys over here. I promised my parents that we'd study. And besides, there's nothing exciting going on over here.
There will be.
Oh?
Gloria interrupts Debbie's dialing.
No, I don't think we should have boys over.
Are you afraid to have boys over here?
Nah, of course not.
Well, what's the matter then?
I don't know. What would we do when the boys get here?
Gloria, are you still a virgin?
Well,
don't you remember?
It's not my fault, see? It's my parents.
They're virgins?
Of course not. It's just that my father thinks that a girl shouldn't have sex until after she's married, and even then, only when it's absolutely necessary.
I'm thirsty. Look, Gloria, I just met this guy who says he's got a groovy new roommate.
Roommate? What do you mean, roommate?
They're college men.
College men? Oh, my God. Oh, I don't know, Debbie. I mean, I've heard how these college men are.
Well, that's why we want them to come over here.
Oh, my God.
Look, you'll probably love Jim's roommate.
Oh, yeah? What's he like?
Oh, he's swell. I hear he's from outside of Chicago. Outside Chicago? Wow, he sounds terrific. What do you say, Gloria? Should I call him over?
Well, all right. What have I got to lose? No. Forget I said that.
Debbie hurries to the phone.
But you know, wait a minute, Debbie. What if I don't like him?
Well, just give me a signal.
Oh, okay. If I don't like him, I will pull on my ear like Carol Burnett.
Okay.
Gloria checks the mirror.
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
Well, if I've got a date tonight, I better curl my hair.
Debbie knits her brow as she dials. In an apartment, a preppy young man uses the phone.
704 Hauser. Okay, Debbie. See you at 8:30 sharp.
Young Mike walks in, wearing a ripped denim jacket and a bushy beard.
Where are you going?
We're going. I just fixed you up with a great chick.
I can't. I'm busy tonight. We're going to pick at Nixon's inaugural ball at the Waldorf.
You're still bitter because your candidate lost.
Yes, I am bitter. I am damn disappointed at a country that would elect Richard Nixon and not Eldridge Cleaver.
Forget the picketing. This girl's supposed to be gorgeous.
What if I don't like her?
Then you'll give me the secret signal. I'll make some excuse so you can split.
Okay.
Okay, come on. I gotta stop by the drugstore first.
Drugstore? What for?
Surprised, Jim smirks.
I want to take the danger out of being close.
Oh, you mean...
Clorets. I need Clorets.
Jim leaves and Mike follows. Soon after, at the bunkers...
It's the doorbell.
It's the guys.
Ah!
Oh, Gloria.
Please don't go, Debbie.
Gloria, shut up.
But I'm not ready yet. Shh.
Debbie runs to the door in her green micro mini dress and white boots.
Hi, Debbie. Jim.
Debbie, Mike. Debbie.
Hi. How are you?
Mike.
Nice to see you.
Gloria stops on the stairs when she spots Jim.
Hi.
She beams.
Hi.
He takes her hand and kisses it.
Oh.
Before there's any mix-up, Jim is my date. Gloria, this is yours.
Scruffy, unkempt Mike stands face to face with prim Gloria. They stare at each other, eyes wide and mouths agape. Mike turns away, and Gloria steps down off the stairs. When Mike turns back, he has to look down to see her. Forcing smiles, they slowly turn to Jim and Debbie. And both tug on their ears. When the kissing couple fails to notice, Mike and Gloria share an awkward grin. As they turn away from each other, Gloria sticks out her tongue, and Mike shrugs his brow and exhales.
Hi, guys.
I got sodas, but you'll have to have root beer because I drank the last Yoo-Hoo.
You want to go upstairs and watch television, Debbie?
Oh, I'd love to.
No, wait a second.
Gloria blocks the stairs.
There's no TV upstairs.
Yeah. Besides, there's nothing good on television tonight anyway.
Okay, let's go out to the car and listen to the radio.
No, you can't. You can't. We don't have a radio in the car.
Okay, we'll listen to the dashboard.
Jim and Debbie leave.
Hey, don't.
Mike and Gloria nervously smile at one another.
Well, might as well sit down.
Hands in his pockets, Mike shuffles toward Archie's armchair.
No!
What?
Not allowed to sit in that chair.
Why not?
Because it's my father's chair and he doesn't like anyone to sit in it.
Well, how's he gonna know?
Gloria rolls her eyes.
Because he was wounded in the war. You know WW2, the big one? Wounded is how he knows if someone's been sitting in his chair.
Is that one all right?
Yes,
my mother wasn't wounded.
Gloria sits on the couch, and Mike sits across from her in Edith's smaller chair.
So, is your whole family small?
Yeah, there's just the three of us.
Mike knits his brow and looks around.
So, do you make your own clothes?
I design them. Someone else runs them up for me.
Gloria rolls her eyes, and Mike squints at her.
What are you looking at?
Your hair. It's very interesting.
It's natural.
The color or the curl?
Both. Your hair's very interesting, too.
It's natural.
Does it take long to comb?
Mike considers.
I don't know.
Gloria rolls her eyes again. She smiles, then stifles a laugh. Mike stares at her, dumbfounded.
Do you like knock-knock jokes?
His eyes dart back and forth, and he tucks a finger in his mouth, thinking.
What?
Go ahead. You start.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? I gotcha!
Oh, hey. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I get it. That's funny. Very funny. Yeah. Funny girls turn me off.
Gloria's smile quickly fades.
And you know, for a college man, you're kind of icky.
Icky? You must be an English major.
Her face drops and her lip trembles.
Oh, no. What did you come over here for? To insult me?
No. I'm sorry. I don't think this is working out between us. Why don't we just call it a night, huh?
It's fine with me, Mort.
Mike.
Whatever.
They head to the door.
It's no hard feelings?
No hard feelings at all. I really should be studying anyway.
Yeah, well, good night.
Yeah. Good night.
What are you looking at?
Oh, I was just trying to figure out what you look like without that beard.
Without the beard? I look just like Fred Astaire.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah, no, really. It's the truth. People, complete strangers, stop me in the street and ask me to tap dance. So, it was either grow the beard or take dancing lessons.
Gloria beams.
Well, good night.
You know, if your hair were longer and straighter, you would look just like Ginger Rogers.
No!
Yeah, really. Yes.
You mean if I had long, straight hair, we'd probably be dancing partners?
Well, we might.
Do you like to dance?
I hate to dance. But it's why I hate modern dances. You know, the modern dance. They're all so icky.
Well put. I think they are, too.
Really? You're the first girl I ever met who doesn't like the modern dances. That's terrific.
Yeah, well, I like ballroom dancing. I like the tango and, you know, yeah,
that's what I like. I like those. I like that, too.
The boys I know can't dance like that.
Well, I can dance like that.
It's far out.
Where'd you ever learn ballroom dancing?
Oh, my father taught me.
Really? Sounds like a great guy.
Yeah, you'd love him.
Well, what do you say, Ginger?
Mike opens his arms.
I love to, Fred.
They start to dance.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak.
She kicks her leg back.
And I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing Chester cheek.
Mike spins her away, and they applaud one another.
You're a very good dancer.
You're a big dipper.
Thanks for the dance.
It was nice meeting you.
To all, to each, a fair good night.
And pleasing dreams and slumbers light.
You know that poem? It's Sir Walter Scott Marmion, and that's my favorite poem.
That's mine, too.
Really?
Yeah.
They stare into each other's eyes, then very slowly lean in. Gloria gets up on her tippy toes, and they kiss. Mike crouches down, then widens his stance so they're able to make out.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
I mean, what are you doing?
Well, I was just doing what I usually do when I do what we did.
Does that mean you have a routine?
No, I'm just doing what a person does.
Well, this person doesn't.
She turns away.
Never?
No, never.
You mean you're a...
Yes. I am.
I don't think I ever met one of them before.
Is something the matter?
Do you have anything to eat?
Oh, yeah, sure. Come on in the kitchen. I'll fix you something.
Gloria tugs at her mini dress as she leads Mike into the kitchen.
I'll see what we have in the refrigerator. We got some whole wheat bread here. And,
From behind, Mike kisses her neck.
Frankfurters. And there's some baking soda. And there's some Velveeta cheese.
She turns and kisses him back.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
What's the matter? Don't you like me?
Oh, I do. That's just the trouble. I'm so confused. See, part of me wants to, but part of me doesn't.
Which part wants to?
Mike crouches down to the table to kiss her.
I'm sorry.
Oh, so am I. But I understand.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
She kisses him passionately.
But not completely.
What do you like me for me or for my body?
Do I have a choice? I mean, it's a combination. It's a combination.
Oh.
They kiss again. Mike lays her down on the kitchen table.
That's enough.
That's enough? That's not enough. In an hour, it'll be enough.
Get up.
Okay, I'll get up. Give me a minute, I'll get up.
He remains doubled over, leaning against the table.
Okay. All right.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm just fine. I'm okay. Just had a little cramp in my leg, that's all.
He slowly stands and shakes his leg.
It's better now. It's much better now.
I just want you to understand this is only our first date.
I understand. I understand it's a first date. I understand that a girl like you shouldn't be doing things like this on a first date.
No, I shouldn't.
I understand. So, good night.
He heads to the door.
Good night.
Gloria, I think I better go.
Oh, well,
He shuts the door behind him.
Oh, good night.
Then comes back in.
Hi, Gloria. Here I am for our second date. Come on, what's the matter? Come on, come on. It's the second date. It's not 2 days. Come on, Gloria.
9 years later.
Night. So he chases me into the kitchen, yeah. And then...
Oh, that was great. That was great.
Edith beams, and Archie glares at her.
You get a little thrill out of it.
Well, what about you two? What happened on your first date?
Oh, make believe you don't
hear. Oh, I'll never forget it. Yeah. I was at the Puritan made ice cream.
Well, don't make it a long story. Oh, will yeah. you?
Me and my cousin Maud. Having one of their specials. It was called a steamboat. Oh, it was so delicious. 5 different flavors.
Archie pretends to load a revolver.
Sitting at another table with that fellow Jefferson Pratt.
He mimes spinning the cylinder, then aims it at his head and pulls the trigger. He spins the cylinder again and fires once more. He spins the cylinder a third time, aims at his temple, and pretends to shoot himself in the head. He remains slumped in the chair with his tongue hanging out as Edith finishes her story. Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Story editors Larry Ryan and Mel Tolkien. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen-Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Lachman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Priscilla Lopez, Debbie. Christopher Guest, Jim. Those Were the Days by Lee Adams and Charles Strauss. Copyright 1977, Tandem Productions Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.